I wonder if anybody remembers the story. This happened several years ago. Walked into the local Vons, so I pick up my basket and from the front of the store, start walking in, and I just hear this loud voice coming from the back of the store. Really loud, you know, and nobody seems to be paying any attention to it. And I do a little shopping, and as I get towards the meat counter, which is in the back of the store, guess who's there? Norm. And he's yelling at Marla. He's standing right next to her, yelling at the top of his lungs at her, and just with the foulest language, you know, fuck this, and why do we have to buy this, quack, 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 you know, just on and on and on. And people are keeping their distance. I mean, they're like 20 feet away. this guy's like a lit stick of dynamite, you know. And Marla, just like he wasn't even there. She's totally ignoring him like he's not there. It was kind of humorous. I mean, he has serious problems, but I don't think are correctable. I think they're, you know, containable, I guess, to some extent, but they're not correctable. And it's amazing, too. I listen to people talk to Norm. Norm's out here talking and blithering away and wah, wah, wah. And they're talking to him like they're talking to a normal person, not realizing that about 75% of what Norm is saying is fantasy. And that's very obvious to listen to Norm. He's mostly fantasy. He's, you know, his subject matters are fantasies. But I would call Norm a liar because of that, but he's not, because he believes in those fantasies. To him, they're actually something that happened to him, something that's happening to him now, or something that's going to happen to him in the future. You know how many times his mother has died and left him, you know, $250,000? That I can recall, 3 times this has happened. At least 3 times. You know, but he doesn't separate fantasy from reality, and people converse with him like he's a normal person.